My name is Alyssa Robinson, and you're listening to the Treach Podcast. Today, my guest is Dana Phillips, and she is such a beautiful example of the joy that our loving God brings to each of our lives. Please join Dana and I in scripture and prayer.
Psalm 63, 1 through 5. God, my God, it's you. I search for you. My whole being thirsts for you. My body desires you in a dry and tired land, no water anywhere. Yes, I've seen you in the sanctuary. I've seen your power and glory. My lips praise you because your faithful love is better than life itself. So I will bless you as long as I'm alive. I will lift up my hands in your name. I'm fully satisfied, as with a rich dinner. Let's pray together. Thank you, Lord, for who you are, for all you've created, and for welcoming us into a relationship with you. Your love is better than any food or drink. Your presence is more refreshing than any activity. There's nothing on this earth that compares with you. Amen.
So, Dana, you and I have known each other for a while. You were actually in my first ever life group. And one of the things I would say about you is that, to me, you are one of the most spiritually connected people that I have known. And I am just curious what your experience has been with fasting, and if this is something that has a deep spiritual meaning to you.
Well, the only reason I'm spiritual is because I just keep connected to the one who plugs us in. I will say this, for a long time, I did not practice any kind of Lenten fasting because I thought, well, that's just religious. It's not really spiritual. It's not going to bring me. And then as I studied and really studied, I thought, oh my goodness, this is to bring you closer to God, to bring you closer to the suffering of Christ, to help me grow in my relationship. And so then I started fasting. But I'm going to tell you the truth. I fasted like chocolate. That didn't bring me closer to God. I fasted Diet Coke. That didn't bring me closer to God. I just took something away. I didn't replace it. And so once I began to understand that if I could stop doing something and start using that time to be closer to Christ, it was going to be more effective.
And how did you figure that out? Was there a time of fasting that you tried something different and then it just clicked into place? Or are you still looking for that to happen?
No, you know, it was a couple years ago, and I think it was Pastor Daniel said something about maybe you want to give up something in it, like social media, and in its place, spend more time with God. And that all just clicked for me. I mean, that's really what fasting is supposed to be. Because I pray a lot, but I hadn't thought about, okay, I'm going to stop and then do something to bring me closer to Christ. And that's what he said. And he was talking about social media. And that was the first year I did that. And I really said, okay, this makes a difference.
And so that year, did you choose to also give up social media? And what did that do for your relationship with God? Was it during Lent, or was it a separate time of fasting?
It was during Lent. And so this year I'm going to give up Wordscapes because I'm almost kind of addicted to it. You know, it's a little online game that you just play over and over. And instead, every time I reach for my phone then, and this year my plan is to read scripture. I have YouVersion, that app on my phone.
So in that first year that you gave up social media, and rather than just giving something up, you replaced it with time with God, what did that do in that 40 days for your relationship with God? What changed?
You know, I think I became much more interested in having that conversation with him, with the word. You know, one thing to pray is, you know, when we talk and we pray, but the other, when we read his word, we're really listening. And I felt like he was speaking to me in a different way that year. And it's really changed the way that I read the Bible a lot and how I study the Bible. Because there's one thing to know the words and kind of have the head knowledge. It's another thing to take those words personally. And what are you trying to tell me, God?
Well, and I know that you are an extreme extrovert, and that this past year, has been a real struggle for you. You have gone to the extra effort to really lock down and stay home and not be around other people. And for the first time this Lenten season in about a year, you're going to be able to come back to church again. And I'm just curious, it feels like this entire past year we have been fasting. At any point in this past year, did you, as you were, you know, wanting to connect with people and feeling a loss for, you know, the relationships and the connections that you had before, were you able to get more in touch spiritually in the past year, or did you feel?
Oh, no, I really think this year for me and probably some other people was a real time of waiting and really digging into God's word and saying, what are you trying to say to me, God, in all of this? And specifically, I think early on in the COVID when we were home, and yeah, I am an extrovert. It was driving me crazy not to see people, but I read the scripture about waiting, you know, I know the plans I've made for you in Jeremiah. I know the plans I've made for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. And then I read the context of that, and that waiting was 40 years. It blew me away. It's like the first time God spoke that to me. Dana, I don't know how long you're going to be here in this house, in this place, being safe, but I spoke to these people about 40 years of waiting. That was just powerful for me.
Yeah, I'm really glad that this waiting isn't.
Me too. And yet, it just gave me a different perspective about, it just gave me a different perspective about waiting. That there are things that I can be doing while I'm waiting, not just sitting and twiddling my thumbs. And one of those, I think, was to draw closer to him. I am not anxious about any of this. Haven't been the entire time. And I know that's the Lord because I am a nervous person.
With examples of fasting in scripture, a lot of what we see is when someone is choosing to fast, it's with a specific purpose or intent, either out of grief or searching for direction or trying to gain strength from God. Do you have a specific purpose or intent in mind for your fast this Lenten season?
I do, and I think you're right. I think that clarity, and for me, it's the depth. It's really going deeper with God than I've been in any other time. And that sounds like, whoa, well, you know, haven't you been deep before? You know, I just think we can always keep growing. I think we open up his word and he speaks something different to us at different stages in our life. And so I just want to go deeper, just deeper, and particularly into the suffering that he went through for us. That just, I think that's where I want to be this year, is to understand we've had some suffering, but this is nothing compared to the suffering of Christ. And like it says in Romans, nothing compared to the glory that's going to be revealed through Christ Jesus.
Isn't it funny and interesting how something as simple as disrupting your routine and not playing Wordscapes or Candy Crush or whatever it is that you're just immediately drawn to at the end of the day as kind of a safety blanket and a pacifier? Isn't it interesting that giving up that one thing can have such a deep spiritual impact and grow our relationship with God? And it makes me wonder, why aren't we doing this all the time?
Yeah, I think that's part of the thing that's happened, because for me, at least, each year as I contemplate and as I pray and think about what can bring me closer, I know that because a long time ago, I said, I'm going to give up sleeping a little bit extra in the morning and get up and do devotions. Now that's a part of my day every day. So I do believe that by experiencing this in 40 days, it takes us to the next level, and we can do it all the time. The habits that we establish in that 40 days can give us a lifelong habits of more prayer, more reading God's word, more listening to what God has to say, deepening our relationship with him. Psalm 63, 1 through 5. God, oh my God, it's you. I search for you. My whole being thirsts for you. My body desires you in a dry and tired land. No water anywhere. Yes, I've seen you in the sanctuary. I've seen your power and glory. My lips praise you because your faithful love is better than life itself. So I will bless you as long as I'm alive. I will lift up my hands in your name. I am fully satisfied, Lord, as with a rich dinner. And join me in prayer. Thank you, Lord, for who you are, for all you've created, and for welcoming us into a relationship with you. Your love is better than any food or drink. Your presence is more refreshing than any activity. There's nothing on earth that compares with you. In Jesus' name, amen.